you want to make some money, this company, what's the name of the company? Frontier Communications is looking for a Friends super fan. Now, you have to know all the episodes. You have to know what Chandler Bing does for a job. You have to know about the holiday armadillo. How many sisters does Joey have? Who gets the TV guide? All of that. For $1,000, if you sit and watch 25 hours worth of episodes, they're going to pay you. Now, here's the thing. And I have the link. I'll put it up if you want me to. You put in your resume. You send it in. I think there's a quiz of some sort where you answer questions to see how many you get correct. And then you sit there and watch 25 hours of Friends. Now, I haven't figured out if it's at your house or in a theater. Because if it's at your house, I already do that. I might as well just keep doing it and make $1,000. But if it's in a theater, I almost feel like that would be less exciting than watching it at your house. Like, sitting in a theater for that long, I mean, it's obviously not 25 hours straight. I know that.
Yeah, it's a long time.
But I feel like if you're going to sit in a theater and watch 25 hours worth of something, they got to figure out a way to make it more exciting, right?
Yeah.
Than just watching something that you've always watched?
Yeah.
It's like somebody literally wrote down my worst nightmare and then charged me $32 to see it.
Yeah, it's pretty much it. So maybe I heard the trailers, they make it seem like it's some kind of like Jason Bourne movie.
Oh, really?
So no one told you life was going to be this way. Your job's a joke. You're broke. Your love life's D-O-A. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. It's Friends. Experience Central Perk in IMAX 3D. So realistic, you can smell the smelly cat. So awe-inspiring, it's like you were on a break. So immersive, it's like you ran into Janice in the delivery room.
Oh my.
And the final conclusion to the question, how you doing? It's Friends in IMAX 3D, coming soon anywhere but Netflix.
Quack, quack, break, Stacy.